Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. It's supposed to be today the shir about Kiyah Shofar. Is the mitzvah Shmiya or is the mitzvah Tekiyah? So actually, we have rayas that it's both. So let's first see that. First, the Maramakam is like this. It's actually a Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Chavzayin in the base says, Hatokeya l'socha bor, l'socha dus, or l'socha pitam, imko shofar shama yotza, imko havara shama lo yotza. If someone blows into a pit, or a barrel, or some kind of a keg, if he hears the sound of the shofar, he fulfills the mitzvah. But if he hears the sound of an echo, he does not fulfill the mitzvah. In other words, we have to hear the sound, the original sound of the shofar. We're not allowed to hear an echo. If we hear the original sound, we yotzei. If we hear an echo, we're not yotzei. Now, because of this halacha, they say that the Briskers, the Soloveitchik family, it was makbid to stand next to the Baal Tokeya in the shul, because if they have these chumras and mitzvahs asay, so they're afraid that if you stand far away from the Baal Tokeya at the end of the shul, so you're hearing the sound as it reverberates from the walls, so you're not really hearing the original sound. It's equivalent to listening to an echo. And I once had a very long discussion with one of the people in the family about this. And I'm very concerned, because we know that Minhag Yisrael, whatever most of all and most Jews do, has to be the right thing, even though, it's nice to be machmir. But if the average Jew is doing something, the Hillel Hazaken said, when the Chazal were confused about a certain halacha, he said, let's see what the average Jew does. And they saw what the average Jew did. They said, oh, that's the right way to do it. So I always have this, explain what the average Jew is doing, even though Ramdanim seem to want to do something else. So I think that really, it's a question, how do you define original sound, and how do you define an echo, or non-original sound? So I would say, my personal opinion is, and this would explain why the average Jew doesn't run up to stand right next to the Baal Tokeya to hear the sound itself. It could be 100 yards away in the back of a huge shul. Because it's all a matter, I think, of perception. We're not dealing here with scientific definitions of sound, but we're really dealing with the perception of the sound. If the listener perceives the sound as being directed from the shofar, if the average listener thinks that this sound is original shofar sound, so then it is original shofar sound according to halacha. If the average listener thinks that this is not original sound, but this is an echo, then it's an echo according to halacha, and then you're not yotze. It's all a matter of perception. So the average person in the shul, standing far away, he hears a shofar, he perceives this is the sound of the shofar, which is 100 feet away. This is how it sounds. Whether you brought an acoustics expert into the synagogue, and he'd say, hey, the guy next to the shofar is listening to the sound directly from the shofar through the air. It's not relevant what's going on the walls. The guy who's far away is hearing that, but he's also hearing things bouncing off the walls. That doesn't make a difference in halacha, in my personal opinion. I think that's how we can explain why most people are not joining up to hear the shofar. But the Briskers, they do that. In any event, the rule is, if you hear the original sound of the shofar, you're yotze. If you only hear an echo, you're not yotze. So clearly, now what's interesting is that we're talking here in this Mishnah about the Tokeya himself, HaTokeya. The Sochabar. He blew the shofar. Im kol shofar shama yotza, and kol havara shama lo yotza. Actually, you have to a little bit understand, how is it possible a person should blow a shofar? He doesn't hear the sound, but he hears the echo sound. It's something to, I don't know. exactly how what that mitzius is, how that's possible. But if that's what happened, he didn't hear the sound of the shofar, but he heard the echo, he's not yotzei, even though he blew the shofar. So we see from this halacha right here in the Mishnah that the mitzvah of shofar is shmiah. It is not tekiah, because this person is a tokeah. He blew the shofar. And if kol havara shama, if he hears the echo, lo yotza. So clearly, it's not enough to be a tokeah shofar. You have to be a shomea shofar. So here from this halacha, we see that the mitzvah is shmiah. You must hear the sound. Then the Mishnah continues. V'chein mi shahaya ogre achorei beit ha-kneset or shahaya beit ha-samach le beit ha-kneset v'shama kol shofar o kol megillah im chivein libo yotza v'im lav lo yotza achu pi shezeh shama v'zeh shama zeh kivein libo v'zeh lo kivein libo. So it says if someone passes by outside on the street of a synagogue or a house near a synagogue and hears a shofar, if there's kavanah slave, you're yotze. If not, you're not yotze. Even though they both heard, you need kavanah slave. Now, and the Gemara is more elaborate than the Mishnah. I have to apologize that we didn't focus on the Gemara. The Gemara says that you need kavanah on both ends. You need your kavanah of the Baal Tokeya, and you need kavanah of the Shomeya. Both people have to hear. This Mishnah just speaks about the kavanah of the Shomeya. But the Gemara elaborates and says that you need the kavanah on both sides. The tokeya has to have a kavanah to be motzi, the listener, and the listener has to have kavanah to be yotzei with the tekiya of the blower. Now the question is, and if not, they're not yotzei. The question is, why do we need this kavanah on both ends, from the tokeya and from the shomeya? After all, the shomeya is a shomeya, with or without the kavanah of the tokeya, even without, with or without his own kavanah too. He is a shomeya. What's this idea that we need a kavanah of a tokeya to be mashmiya, the Gemara says, kavanah lahashmiya, to make it be heard? And we also need a kavanah of the shomeya to be a shomeya. I mean, he is a shomeya, whether he's machaven or not, he's a shomeya. So, the vast majority of the mefarshim say that the reason we need kavanah in both directions, from the tokei as well as the shomeya, is in order to establish a relationship of shomeya ke'oneh, that by listening to the shofar blown, it's as if the listener blew it himself. Like the halacha in Kriyas HaMegillah, which the Mishnah says is exactly the same as shofar. In Kriyas HaMegillah, the mitzvah is to read the Megillah, but I'm not reading, I'm just listening. So by the halachic process called Shemeya Ka'oneh, that if the person producing the sound and the person listening to the sound have an understanding that they're going to transfer the production of the sound from A to B, so when A produces the sound, it has kavana to transfer that production of sound to B, it's as if B, who is a Shemeya, becomes an owner, becomes someone who has himself produced the sound. There's a new halacha of Shomeya Ka'ona. So therefore, you can have a Kavana of a Tokeya and a Kavana of the Shomeya. So it means that when the Tokeya blows with the right Kavana and the Shomeya has the Kavana, you transfer the Tekiya of the Tokeya to the Shomeya. So the Shomeya becomes a Tokeya. That's exactly what's going on. We need Kavana on both sides. The person blowing the shofar has to have Kavana to transfer the production of the sound to the listener. Listener has to have kavanah to pick up the status of someone who blew the shofar, and then through the magic of the halacha of shomeya ka'oneh, the shomeya becomes the owner. He himself is the one who said and produced the sound. Just like in Kriyas HaMegillah, when you listen to the Megillah with the kavanah to be a Korei Megillah, and the person reading has a kavanah to be makri for you, so it's as if you, listener, said it yourself. Yes?
Yeah. What I wanted to know is the Baal Tekeah that needs the kavanah. Is it sufficient that he only had this kavanah when he recites the bracha?
No.
Afterwards, he's so involved with not making an error that how could he?
He has to have kavanah all the way through.
That's almost impossible.
Well, the thing is, we have a rule in halacha which says, "Kol ha'osel das harishona hu osel." The Gemara in Tzvachim discusses this question. and the kavanos, that the Kohanim have to have kavana all the way through to do the Karban properly. And the Gemara speaks about the fact that maybe the Kohanim don't have that all the way through. So the Gemara says, Kola osa al das harishon halo. So you make, you establish at the beginning a certain kavana, and you don't contradict it, so that kavana goes all the way through. There's another point also in kavana, is that there's a very big machlokas between Rishonim. Whenever the Gemara requires a special kavana, is it enough just to think the kavana? Do I have to pronounce it with my, have to verbalize it? I may have to verbalize the kavana. So, for example, in Kachim, the halacha of Lishma, Shlo Lishma, you have kavana, you don't have kavana. There Rishonim, Rashi and Tosis both say that the Shlo Lishma has to be verbalized. If you don't verbalize it, we don't consider it a kavana. So it is a very good practice here in Kiyas Shofar, which I noticed in the yeshiva we say that, that the Baal Tokeh, before he blows, verbalize. He says, I am going to blow now and I will be mozi everybody in the synagogue. Not enough just to think it, because a lot of Rishonim think that halachas of kavana, lishma, and shlo lishma require a verbalization. Otherwise, it may just be an idle thought. So idle thoughts are not considered valid in halacha, but if you verbalize the thought, then it's real, and then it has a bit of kavana. So the requirement here, the Mishnah says that we need kavana both ways. We need kavana of the tokeya to be motzi, kavana of the shomeya to be yotze. Now, what's the point of the double kavana? The person shomeya anyway, with or without the kavana of the tokeya. So the purpose of this kavana is to create a shomeya ka'ona relationship so that the shomeya becomes an owner. So by listening, it's as if he blew the shofar for himself. So that clearly states it. The mitzvah is tekiyah. The mitzvah is for him to blow. Well, the mitzvah just to be a shomeya, he's shomeya in any event, with or without the transfer of the tekiyah from the Baal Tekeh. The fact that we need a transfer of shomeya ka'ona clearly shows that the mitzvah is tekiyah. Now we have in the very same Mishnah, back to back, a double message. First, the Mishnah says a tokeya into a bar, and he doesn't hear the sound of the shofar, he just hears the echo, it's not yotzei, because it's not enough to be a tokeya, you must be a shomeya. And then the second part of the Mishnah says that if someone's shomeya, it's also not yotzei unless you have a kavana from both sides, tokeya with shomeya, in order to create a shomeya kona relationship, in order to get a tekiya, transfer a kiyum of tekiya by every shomeya should also be a tokeya. So we see from this Mishnah that the mitzvah involves the aspect of shmiya and also the aspect of tekiya.
The preference have been for me to blow for myself?
Right, so that
how
means...
How the difference in terms of a shmiya?
Well, that means that at this point when we see this, we see that the mitzvah, you need to do both things. The mitzvah is every single Jew has to take a shofar, blow it, and hear it. He has to do both things. It has to be... Now, the pasuk is not clear. The pasuk says, Yom Teruah Yielochem. It should be a day of Teruah. It doesn't say in the pasuk that Teruah is that, a mitzvah being Tokeya to create the sound, or the mitzvah Shomea to hear the sound. So from the Mishnah, we get a very clear black and white impression that the mitzvah of Yom Teruah is that it should be a day of Tekiah plus Shmia. I should do both. I have to do both. I'm the mitzvah. Every single Jew has to be Tokeya shofar and Shomea shofar. Now maybe a lot of us is a new concept. We didn't realize that we are all blowing the shofar. Every single Jew is blowing his own shofar through Shomea Kona. Yeah.
When
we're
in the Haggadah, we
know
some people, we do a hymn Nimukam from Zuman before Medigam. This is also for Zuman. We have Kavana to prepare us.
That's a different Kavana. That's a Kavana to be Yotzei, a mitzvah. That a mitzvah, it's always better to do a mitzvah with kavana. So that's a personal mitzvah, personal kavana every person has when he does a mitzvah. You should try to say, I want to do the mitzvah. But I shouldn't just be doing the mitzvah haphazardly. This is not what we're talking about here. This is a special halacha in Kiyas Shofar that there has to be a double kavana, a kavana of a tokeya and a kavana of a shomeya in order to create the shomeya ka'oneh, that the listener becomes a blower. Every single person blows shofar. Yeah.
Sorry, in the yeshiva, we say you have a custom for Baal Tekeah to expressly say that he's going to blow with kavana. The people listening, do they have to, or shouldn't they, as as well expressly say that they have kavana as opposed to just listening?
That's a good question. I was thinking about it as I was talking this question. But we see that again, the minhag of Am Yisrael is only that the tokeya or the mashmiya, he verbalizes his kavana. The shomeya, they don't. The people in the congregation, they just think, I want it to be transferred to me, I want to be yotzei. They don't verbalize that. So why not? I don't really know. I have to think about why the verbalization is a requirement of the tokeya. Maybe because since the tokeya is actually blowing, so if he doesn't verbalize it, it might appear that he's doing it just for himself. So he verbalizes it, it's indicative that he wants everybody else. Meanwhile, people in the audience really are there to be yotzei the mitzvah. So therefore, we assume that even if they don't verbalize it, but they are thinking, I want to get the tekiah. Now, all of us know that many people don't understand this. They don't really understand that the tekiah is being transferred to them. And I don't know. I mean, I'm a brisker, so as a brisker, I don't know if I would say. But apparently, since the rabbi knows, and the tekiah knows, and so when the person goes to shul, he's thinking, I want to do it the right way. So the thing, I want to do it the right way, is also thinking, I want to get whatever I have to do, I want to do. So therefore, that general thought includes that I want to get the Shemaya Ka'ona Halacha to kick in. I want to get the Tekiah transferred to me.
What about when they answer Amen to the Bracha? Would that be considered of, like, in effect, an affirmation they also want to be have kavanah to be yotzei the shomea?
Well, I don't know where in the language of the bracha we say we want to do a tekiah. In fact, the lashon of the, I'm going to go into the lashon of the bracha right away, but the bracha's language is shomea, lishmoa. There's no mention of tekiah. And the whole point is you have to have a tekiah in order to be yotzei the mitzvah. Every single person has to become a tekiah. So even though we have to honestly say that 98% of the people in the shul don't understand this, so, but I have to say that everybody's being yotzei the mitzvah. So we have to say that have in the kavana, maybe in the, and also anyway, I think this may be better teretz than what I'm saying. Since the person who's blowing, he says out loud, I am having kavana to transfer to you, and people aren't saying no. People are listening and going ahead. So there's a rule called shtika kahodadami, that if you listen to something and you don't object, it means you agree. So therefore, everybody in the shul is verbalizing it because they're agreeing to his statement. The same shomea ka'ona, which applies to the tekiah, applies to that first statement, I'm being motzi you. So everybody says yes, so that's good enough. That's the real answer, instead of all the tajrekin. Okay, so now we see from this Mishnah that there's two parts to the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of tekiah and there's a mitzvah of shmir. Now there's a huge machlokes about the lashon, the language of the blessing. So turn to the second page. Then there's a huge rush, which he told us about it. And the last four lines, it says, Rabbeinu Tam Kosav, Shiyesh Levarech Al Tekiah Shofar. The Renatam said that the lashon of the bracha is Ashegushan Tzitzivanu Al Tekiah Shofar, to blow the shofar, Mishum, the Asiyasa, Higumar Mitzvasa. Doing it, blowing, is the fulfillment of the mitzvah. It's the conclusion of the mitzvah. Rav Yah, Hevi Mirushalmi, Tokeah Shofar, Tzof Levarach Ashegushan Tzitzivanu, Lishmoa for Kol Shofar. The Shachayon of Achakach Tokim. Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalmi, that the lashon of the bracha is Lishmoa. V'chein kasav b'hak. Hadam avachim Lishmoa for Kol Shofar. V'lo avachim Lishkoa b'shofar. The b'hak says that the nusach of the bracha should be Lishmoa. We don't bless Lishkoa b'shofar or Al-Kiyah Shofar, which is what the Rebbeinu Tam said. Kamo al mikra megillah. By kriyas megillah, we say al mikra. This was pronounced the words kriya, and we don't say shmiya by megillah. But by shofar, he says we should say shmiya. Mishum dishmiyas kol shofar hu yotze, v'lo b'skiya shofar. You yotze with the shmiya of the shofar, not with the tekiya of the shofar, because it's not. Atukela tocha bo. Okay, the Mishnah of blowing into the pit. Pamim shatukei ba'atzmo lo yotze. Sometimes the blower is not yotze. Gon shayomed al sat ha bo, b'fnis til tocha bo, b'taka. When he put his mouth into the bar and blew, he didn't hear the sound, he heard only the echo. So you're not yotze. You see from that Mishnah that the mitzvah shmiya, since the mitzvah shmiya, the Bahak says the matvei of the bracha should be lishmoa, not litzkoa. Meanwhile, the Rabbeinu Tam said you should say al tekiya shofar. The Rabbeinu Tam says that's the mitzvah. So when you read this rush, and we see there's a machloket here in the nusach of the bracha, that the Rabbeinu Tam says the bracha is al tekiya shofar, and the Rabbian, the Bahag, say the mitzvah shmiya shofar. So l'chora, you first say, well, it seems to be a machlokas now. Why does the mitzvah, is the mitzvah tekiya? Then you make a bracha tekiya shofar. It's just a Rabbeinu Tam. The mitzvah shmiya, make a bracha shmiya shofar, l'shmoa kol shofar, and the nusach of the Bahag. But the problem is that we have a Mishnah which clearly says you need to have both elements. You cannot be yotzei the shmi without the tekiya. You cannot be yotzei the tekiya without a shmi. You need both elements. It's black and white halacha. It's a Mishnah. No one can argue with the Mishnah. And the Gemara doesn't argue with the Mishnah. So therefore, you require both elements. Why is there a machloket about the nusach? And when they explain themselves in their machloket, they're very, very clear that they're arguing about what the mitzvah seems to be, right? If the Tam says, kiya shofar mishum dasi yosa hi gemar mitzvasa. The Rabbi Yos says, the Bahak says, Vachem l'shmo, Vachem l'skoa, Mishum shmiyas kol shofar, hu yotze lo tekiya shofar. They seem to be arguing about the very essence of the mitzvah. Meanwhile, you need both elements. So, the only way to really solve this question is to say that you need both elements, but the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag about the Nusach of the Bracha, is how you deal with these two elements. Now, there's really, I'm going to tell you over two ways in which different Rosh Yeshiva explained this. And I'm going to leave, usually I would rather probably start with the Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, because he's our Rebbe, but I'm going to leave him for the end. We'll finish the work with him. So first I'll do the classical approach, the regular approach. The regular approach is that they're really arguing about what the mitzvah is. Rabbeinu Tam is saying the mitzvah is tekiya, and the Bahag is saying the mitzvah is shmiya. But they both agree that you need both elements, because despite the fact that one of the two elements is really the mitzvah, but the other element is necessary as a tenai, as a condition for the mitzvah. So in other words, sometimes we have a situation where two things have to take place. But really, I'm a kind of mitzvah with one of the two factors, and the other factor is a condition for this mitzvah to take place. So, for example, and it's not such a nice example, but there's a mitzvah I say to return gezela, sigzo, and then there's a mitzvah hashev. The Gemara calls it a la benitik lasei. It's a low tasei, low tikzo, and nasei to return the gazela. So clearly, you're kind of mitzvah by giving the gazela back, but there's a condition. You need it tonight. There has to be a gazela in the first place. So therefore, we can say in the parallel way, in a nicer way, in a nicer mitzvah, I have to have a tekiya. And the shmiya, I have to do both elements. But according to the Tam, the main mitzvah is the tekiya with a condition that the tekiya produces shmiya. That shmiya is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tekiya, and the shmiya is a tenai. And according to the Bahag, Esrabeinu Tam has the nusach, the language of the blessing is al tekiya shofar. And according to the Baha, who say the opposite, we say the main mitzvah is the Shemiyah. That's why the Nusach of the blessing is the Shemiyah, I call Shofar, but the Shemiyah has to be connected to a Tekiyah. The Tekiyah is a condition, and you have to have a Tekiyah. But when you do the Tekiyah, you're not really doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Shemiyah. So according to the Baha, the mitzvah is the Shemiyah, and the condition is the Tekiyah. That's what we would say. The only question now is, this is a very strange thing, that the Torah creates a conditional situation in order to be mekayim a mitzvah. I mean, I understand by gezela, if there's no gezela, there's no mitzvah, that shabbos gezela. That condition is absolutely necessary to do that mitzvah. But why do we have to have that every person, for example, according to the Bahag, every person to be mekayim mitzvah shmiyah has to at the same time be a tokeah? The Tekiyah is not the mitzvah. He's saying the mitzvah is only the Shemiyah. So why would the Torah create this arbitrary condition in order to do Shemiyah, be also a Tekiyah? There can be a person could be a nice Shomeya without being a Tekiyah. Why would the Bahag say that the Torah has created this arbitrary condition that to be Yotzeh mitzvah Shemiyah, you must also be a Tekiyah? And vice versa according to Bein Otam. If the Bein Otam says that the mitzvah is the Tekiyah, so you can be a Tekiyah without being a Shemeya. I can hear an echo. Why don't I have to be in a Shemeya for? So why is there a din? I have to be a Shemeya, a conditional Tanai, there has to be a Shemeya in order to be Yotzi in the midst of Tekiyah. So, okay, I want to suggest an answer. I don't know what Rosh Yeshivas who came up with this pshat, their answer is, but I'll give an answer like this. A little bit on the Jewish side, but later we'll come back to Rabbi Salvation Shat. The Rav Shat will resolve our problem here. But just according to this approach, besides Tekiyah and Shmiyah, there are other elements which are involved in the mitzvah of Shofar. Rambam writes, do they have the Rambam Hilchos Teshuvah here? I don't know. No, I guess not. I forgot to write it. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Kiya Shofar, Apel Pishizeres HaKosofi, Remez Yeshbo. Everybody who read or went through Apel Salvation's Tshuva, Joshua says, heard this Rambam because he quoted it numerous times. Rambam says that Kiya Shofar, even though it's Exeres HaKosof, it has a Remez. It has some kind of a message. The message is, Hakitsu, Nidamim, and Tadamaschem, that people are sleeping the whole year and going about their routine things and not aware of HaKadosh Baruch, of God Almighty. Wake up and realize there's a God in the world and do good things. In other words, that in Tekiyah Shofar there's a message that we have to do tshuva. It's a time to do tshuva, time to straighten out our act and do good things. And that the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Tshuva. In other words, Rambam brings down in Halacha, so that according to Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that the Rambam is very serious, that that's really part of the mitzvah of Shofar. Part of the mitzvah of Shofar is that the Shofar has to create an arousal, an orus, to become a better person. And that's part of the mitzvah. So we could say like this, we could say that that would explain this Tanai concept of in the Rabbeinu Tam. The mitzvah really is Tekiyah, to blow a shofar. But that Tekiyah has to cause tshuva. Now, for it to cause tshuva, there has to be shmir. If I hear it, I can be aroused. If I don't hear it, so I'm not going to get aroused. So there is a tanai that this Tekiyah shofar, the mitzvah is Tekiyah shofar. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Definitely the mitzvah is to blow the shofar. But there's a remez yeshbo, there's a certain message which comes out of the shofar. That message is to do tshuva. In order for me to get the message, I've got to hear it. I've got to hear the sound. So the shmi is a tanai. The tanai is tshuva. You have to do tshuva. That could explain the Beinu Tam. Now, so we have to explain the Bahak. The Bahak says the mitzvah shmiya with a special tanai of tekiyah. So we look at the, here we do have a Malcolm which was put in, number 8. Number 8. there's a Melchames Hashem in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah. And he's trying to explain a very strange minhag of the Rif. The Rif has a minhag in Kriya Shofar that like this, that the Gemara quotes Reb Avuhu. Reb Avuhu said he made a takana that when you blow shofar, you have to blow shofar 30 times. You have to have every pass, because the middle sound, the trua, is a suffix. We don't know, is it trua, is it shvarim, is it shvarim trua? The Torah doesn't say, so there's trua, yom trua. Trua can mean either trua, could mean shvarim trua. What we call a trua, shvarim trua, shvarim. So since we don't know what the middle sound is, and you have to blow shofar 3 times, tkia, trua, tkia, tkia, trua, tkia, tkia, trua, tkia, so Rav Hu made a takana that you should do every possible variation. So you do tkia, shvarim, tkia 3 times, tkia, trua, tkia 3 times, and tkia, shvarim, trua 3 times. Altogether you get 30 sounds. Fine. Then the Gemara says that you should blow, that in a shul, in the Beit Knesset, b'chaber am, when there are a lot of Jews together, so it's a mitzvah to blow the shofar during Shmon Esrei, during the tefillah. Al Malchios, Al Zachronos, Al Shofar, each of these 3 blessings. You finish a blessing, you blow a shofar. So now, but the Gemara doesn't say how you're supposed to blow the shofar during the Shmon Esrei. What kind of tekiah shofar should you make after Malchios, after Zachronos, after Shofar? So Tosfos brings down the name of the Aruch, that the Aruch said do every possible variation. So on the Bracha of Malchios, do Tarat, Tashat, Tashrat, do one Tkia, Chua Tkia, one Tkia, Shvarim Tkia, one Tkia, Shvarim Chua Tkia, one of each possibility, which gives you 10 sounds. Then when you do a Bracha of Zichronos, again do all 3 possibilities, gives you another 10 sounds. And on Shofros, again do another 3. We do it in our shuls, we do this. But the Rif calls a very funny minhag. The Rif says, on the first bracha of Malchios, you should blow Tashrat, I think, or to take one of them, Tashrat. Then on the next bracha, Zachronos, you should blow one, Tashat, Kiya Shrom Kiya. And on Shofros, blow once, Kiya Chua Tzkiya. In other words, the whole Shmon Esrei is 10 sounds. 4, 3, and 3. Each bracha is a different possibility. So the Tosfos attacks the Rif. Everybody attacks it, the Baal Amor. Say it doesn't make any sense, because if each bracha needs its own Tkiya Shofar, and Reb Avuhu said, we don't know what the middle sound is, it could be a Trua, it could be a Shrum, it could be a Shrum Trua. So each bracha should have every one of those possibilities. You should blow 10, Pen, Tkia, Tashat, Tarat, Tashrat, each bracha. So wind up in Shmon Esrei, you get 30. 10 for Malchus, 10 for Sachronos, 10 for Shofros. How can the Rif say you blow Malchus just once, Tashrat, Sachronos once, Tashat, and Shofros once, the Tarat? It's not consistent. The whole thing is not consistent. You're not being Yotzei the Mitzvah Midrabanon to blow Shofar with brachas properly. You're just doing one bracha out of the 3 is getting the right, because we don't know which is the right way. So one of the 3 is probably the right way, but the other 2 are the wrong way. So why don't you do every single possibility? And the Gemara says that Rav Hu made a takana to blow all possibilities before. So we do blow all 30 when we make our bracha. So how come on the Shmor Kol Shofar I blow all 30, all versions 3 times? How come during Shmon Esrei I only blow each version once? So they say the Rif is completely incomprehensible. So the Melchames Hashem, the Ramban explained, it said like this, number 8. Yigad varim yusar api mashi perashnu l'mala shetiknu chachomim lios tokim umarim kishem yoshvim v'yotim v'dei chavasam. The Rabbana made a takana to blow before davening. People are, so to speak, sitting in yotze. Tiknu shiyehei tokim umarim kishem omdim asei davrochas. Then they make another tekiah shofar while you're davening. Shabbachas halal and malchus achronos shofros call it karan batruas niskun. These brachos are in order to blow shofar. V'chein b'tanyas, you do the same thing on fast days. V'chein b'shas melchama, shemosif m'sheish brachos behem nami achronos shofros, masvim aleihem You also blow shofar during wartime with these brachas, kiddies, and sechas tainas. Blow shenina leberach v'achakach mitzmana lo shofar. Abo mitzmana lo shofar v'toka v'achakach mitzmana lehem mevorek. Okay. Chosen v'tokam, I'll say the brachas to me the tainas. Shafu pishena, yachat chai v'kiyos tokam v'tzivu, I'll say the brachas. The Sham Omer Bataniyos, I'll call Bracha Bracha, Bachas Omer Tikku, Bachas Omer Tariyo, the Shirev Yehuda Shon Hashem, I'll call Bracha Bracha, Tokim Vim Tokim, Oz Latame, the Sabbath Kiyah Chuit Kiyah Achasi, Ein Elocha Kamoso. The Madden Khan, the Chavin Shein Yachad the Yachad Chai, the Kiyah Chuos, the Chavis Bracha Sushim Asriyim Behem, since we're really not blowing during the davening for each Yachad, with that we're basically trying to coordinate blessings with blowing shofar. Dialan b'tkiya kolshu, you can blow anything. Kadeshi is salad for the same of the shofar. That's an atainus. Hilkach b'Rosh Hashanah nami, kevin shi'atzan yudei chavas tkiya shal Torah, ein kol yochad v'yochad chayev b'tkiyos, v'anish lana l'chovas brochos, shi'tikna ben tkiyos kadeshi alaz achonen l'tova b'shofar, havalei katanios, v'b'tkiya kolshu yotzu yudei hasroa shal brochos. He says a chiddush, very interesting, beautiful idea that the basic mitzvah shofar every Jew did before tefillah, before Shmon Esrei, we get together, we make a bracha Shmon called shofar, we blow the shofar, we do every possible variation. So every yachid was already yotzei his mitzvah shofar. But then there's another halacha that when you daven Shmona Esrei, there should be a blowing of shofar. This key is a Shmona Esrei, not a chovas yachid. Not that I was not yotzei my mitzvah originally and I have to do the mitzvah again. I was yotzei. I myself was yotzei the mitzvah yachid. My personal mitzvah of shofar, I was yotzei before Shmona Esrei. When they got up in shul and they blew 30 times, tashrat, tashat, tarat, 3 times each, I was yotzei. Another mitzvah. With Rabbanon, Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. Rosh Hashanah is a special day of Tefillah. So this day of Tefillah, they were masaking a shofar. The shofar will help the Tefillah. The shofar is a key of Tefillah B'tzibu. It's not a chay v'siyachid at all. The Yechidim are not chayiv to hear the shofar on the Shmonesrei. The Klai Yisrael, the Jews who are davening in the Shul as a Tzibur, they have a chayiv to daven the best possible davening that a tzibur can pray. And the best possible davening, we know from a tainus, that on taniyot, when they have fast days for Am Yisrael, they used to blow shofar during those prayers. And when you look at Mesachta tainus, you see they weren't so makpid what kind of sound. It's something like a tekiah, teruah, tekiah. They didn't go through all so careful. Like in Mesachta Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara spends a long time discussing what exactly are the sounds. But in tainus, the Gemara just says you blow. So therefore we see that when it comes to blowing a shofar, not for the mitzvah siyachit to hear or to blow a shofar, but for the general mitzvah of the Am, for the Jewish people to pray properly with the strongest possible prayers. And in order to have the strongest possible prayers, you say the words of tefillah with a Klai Yisrael, with a tzibur, with 10 Jews, and you put together with that the shofar. So the shofar makes the prayers the strongest possible prayers. So then in that kind of a shofar, you're not machbid. It doesn't make a difference what the middle sound is. Any kind of sound which has a din of a chua is good enough. So therefore the Rif says, do once tashrat, the other blessing do tashat, the third blessing do tarat, because we're not blowing here to be yotzei the mitzvah of the individual, to be kind of mitzvah shmiya shofar, tkiya shofar. We're blowing here for the Am Yisrael to have a strong tefillah, that the tefillah should be olah lemala, should go to Shemayim and break through every possible barrier. Shemayim, the shofar breaks the gates open in heaven, and therefore we coordinate blessings with a shofar. So therefore, the Ramban says, the Rif actually makes it a point to make variations. This, that, one blessing he does shvar, chua, the other blessing he does shvar, and the third blessing chua, to show that this is a different kind of a shofar. This is not the shofar of the yachid. This is a shofar of a tzibur. The tzibur, in order to have Shiala Chitala Tulasenu Barachman. Therefore, the individual sound is irrelevant. So therefore they're variations. That's why the Rif actually created an inconsistent pattern in the tefillah. One blessing he does Hashrat, one he does Tashat and Tarat, because this is a different shofar. This is not the shofar of Meyushav. The shofar of Meyushav, that's the shofar of the Yechidim. And the shofar of Tefillah is the shofar of the Tzibah, a completely different shofar. That's what the Ramban says. So now, according to this Ramban, we can explain the Shita of the Bahag. The Bahag is speaking about the mitzvah of the Yochid, each individual person's mitzvah. He says that the main mitzvah is Shmiya, but clearly there's a Tanai, there's a condition of Tekiyah. So we wanted to explain what kind of arbitrary condition is there, that the mitzvah is to hear a shofar, but there's a special condition to be yotzei the mitzvah of Shmiya. You should also add a Tekiyah. Why should you have to add a Tekiyah if the mitzvah is Shmiya? So the answer is that you want to put an element, not that that's the main mitzvah. The main mitzvah taka is Shmiya Shofar. But there's an element of tefillah. There's an element of prayer. That the shofar creates prayer. You see that in the Shmoneh Esrei itself, it's the main vehicle of the prayer. So even in the private shofar of the individual, before Shmoneh Esrei, when he does his own personal mitzvah of Shmiya, but there should be a conditional factor, he should put into the Shmiyas HaShofar the element of tefillah. Now the element of tefillah is not listening, but blowing, sending the sound up to heaven. So therefore, that condition is not the Shmiya, the condition of tefillah is in the Tekiyah. When I blow a shofar, I'm sending a sound not for me, I'm sending a sound up to heaven. That's a conditional part of the mitzvah, it's a tenai. So that's why the Rebbeinu Tam can say the main mitzvah tak is Shmiya. That's the chiyuv of the Yochid. But there's a special tenai, you cannot be Yotzei Shmiya unless you also are Tokeya. In other words, if you're a Tokeya and you're sending a sound to heaven through the shofar to open up the gates and listen to us, then you can be Yotzei the mitzvah Shmiya shofar. The mitzvah Shmiya has a tenai of Tekiyah. So this is one approach to the whole question.
That would be the
Bahag. The Bahag. So Shmiya with a tenai. Now, okay, after all of this is over and done, it's very nice, but it's not what Rabbi Soloveitchik was so happy with the Rav. So let's rewind and go back to the point where we had this question. Clearly the Mishnah says you need both things. You have to have a tekiyah and you have to have a shmiyah. Tekiyah you have to have from the din of the person who hears the echo, that he's not yotzei unless. You need a shmiyah from the halach of the echo, and you need a din of tekiyah from the shomea ka'ona relationship, the mashmiyah and the shomea. So you need both elements. Okay. So the question is, what's the idea of both elements? So and mean they have a machlokas in the nusach of the bracha. Rabbeinu Tam says the bracha's lashon is kiyah shofar, and he says asiyasa gemar mitzvasa, doing the tekiyah is the gemar of the mitzvah. And the Bahag says no, you say a bracha lishma kol shofar because you need shemiyah to be yosei the mitzvah. That's the din of tekiyah b'toch habor. Meanwhile, you clearly need both elements. So how do you understand both elements if there's a machlokas what the mitzvah is? So the Rav said like this. Rav says, I think he said the name of his grandfather, Chaim, that there are two concepts in a mitzvah. There are two parts of every mitzvah. There's a maisa mitzvah, there's a kima mitzvah. Every mitzvah, you do a certain action, and that action then achieves a certain result. So you do the maisa of the mitzvah, and then you get a kima of the mitzvah. Now, in most mitzvahs, the maisa mitzvah and the kima of the mitzvah are exactly the same thing. So let's say, I have to eat matzah. The maisa mitzvah is to swallow the matzah, and the kima mitzvah is to swallow the matzah. So usually maisa mitzvah is picking up a lulav, and the kima mitzvah is picking up the lulav. But sometimes, the maisa mitzvah and the kima mitzvah are two different things. So for example, let's say in tefillah, davening, I have to say the words of davening, but the kima mitzvah is avodah shebaleiv. I have to have a certain attitude and bring a certain fervor and send a message to heaven. That's the kima of the mitzvah. Let's say in Kriya Shema, I have to say the words of Kriya Shema, but that's the Maisa mitzvah. But the key of this mitzvah is really belayim. I'm a kabbal alayim, ol malchus shemayim. I accept God's yoke. So sometimes the kima mitzvah is not exactly the same as the maisa mitzvah. You do something, but that produces a different result, and that secondary result is the real mitzvah. So in Kriya Shema, I say the words, but the real mitzvah is not the words, but kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. Tefillah, the real mitzvah is not the words, but the real mitzvah is avodah shebelev. I'm serving God with my lev. Maybe you could say like this. You could say that in Kiya Shofar, the Maisa HaMitzvah, I have to have a Maisa Mitzvah, is the Maisa Mitzvah is the Tekiyah. But the Kiyim of that Mitzvah is the Shmiyah. You have both elements, both of central parts of the Mitzvah, but they function in different parts of the Mitzvah. The Maisa HaMitzvah, the action I have to do, is the Kiya Shofar. But I'm not Mekayim a Mitzvah with Kiya Shofar. I'm Mekayim the Mitzvah by being a Shomei to the Shofar. So it's a maisis and a kima mitzvah. So mamela, what's the machlok is now between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag and the Nusach of the blessing. Machlok is not what how you define the mitzvah. You both agree that the fundamental definition is maisa mitzvah, tzikia, kima mitzvah, shmiya. But they're arguing about how you formulate Nusach HaBracha. When the Chachamim created a certain text for a bracha of a mitzvah, did they formulate the language based on the maisa of the mitzvah, the action you have to do, or are they formulating it based on the kima mitzvah? So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he says, "Asiyasa gemar mitzvasa." The kima is the main mitzvah. He means that's the maisa mitzvah, that's the action you have to do. And the nusach of the bracha has to reflect, has to be formulated to tell us what the maisa mitzvah is. Ma'aseh mitzvah is to blow. So therefore he says, make the nusach HaBracha al kiyah shofar. Ma'aseh came to Bahag. The Bahag says when the Chachamim made a nusach of a bracha, they were trying to send the message of what is that kiyum of the mitzvah. What's the core accomplishment of this mitzvah? So since in shofar the kiyum of the mitzvah is shmiya, so therefore the nusach of the blessing is lishmo. That's what the Rav said in the name of the Chaim.
Now,
yeah. Is there any mandamin that says you say both on Kiyas and Shmiyas? No. Why not have both if you have to do both? Because usually the Gemara has a rule. The Gemara says, Ein Chosim. You don't put two ideas into a single bracha. So the bracha has to be narrowed down to one Mekuzan. Is either Maisa or Kima. By the way, this is also a very interesting question. This question of Maisa, Mitzvah, and Kima, and the Bracha by Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, we count 49 days. So the question is, let's say a boy became Bar Mitzvah during the Sfirat HaOmer. So he didn't count the early date, but he wasn't chayav to count the early date, because he was below Bar Mitzvah. And if he counts Bar Mitzvah during Sfirat HaOmer, should he count the rest of the count with a bracha? With a bracha. So he's only chayav from now till the end. So it's not equivalent to someone who skipped days. So I'm an adult who was higher than the whole thing, skipped some days, so he's not fulfilling his chiyuv. But this boy who came by mitzvah in the middle of Sfira, he was only chayiv from now till the end. He wants to do from now till the end. Can he make a bracha? So the thing is like this. You could argue, okay, I don't want to get too involved in it, but you could argue one of the things in this question. Someone could take a position like this. He could say like this. He could say, this boy, he's only going to count, say, now 20 days from now to the end. Every one of those days he counts is going to be called a Maisa Mitzvah. It has a Maisa, because that's what he has to do. He doesn't have anything else. But the Kiyum of the Mitzvah he's never going to achieve, because he's never going to get the real 49 days. He will be able to do a Maisa Mitzvah Sfira without a Kiyum Mitzvah. Therefore, whether you can make a blessing or not would depend on this Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag. If your blessing is related to the Maisa Mitzvah, he has a Maisa Mitzvah, because now he's a Bar Mitzvah boy, let him count 20 days. But if the blessing relates to the Keem of the Mitzvah, he cannot fulfill the Mitzvah because he's missing the first thing. Chinuch is a different story, but I'm talking about from the din of, even Chinuch, you have to, Chinuch has to also be, that's another discussion, but Chinuch also at times that has to be a kind of a mitzvah, it just can't be a waste of time. Okay, now, I want to talk the last Rambam. Is that the last Rambam? No. Yeah, the Rambam number six. So he says like this, Shofar Shalavod Zah. Ain't talking about Lachatil and talk about Yotza. Shalavod Nidachas and talk about Lo Yotza. Now he says, we do this halacha. Shofar Gazel should talk about Yotza. Someone's Lewish stolen Shofar, he's Yotza. Shaina Mitzah Ela B'Shmiya Sakol. The Mitzah to hear the sound. Even though he didn't touch the shofar, didn't pick up the shofar, by listening to Yotze, the ain the call didn't get him. And the sound doesn't have a din of being stolen. So if someone takes a stolen shofar and blows it in Rosh Hashanah, the shofar itself is stolen. But the sound he produces is not stolen. That sound that he produced did not belong to the owner of the shofar. Not stolen sound. Yes? Right, so the question is, Imam has this very sharp, very, very, very sharp distinction. He says the sound wasn't stolen. Since the sound wasn't stolen, you can't compare it to a lulav or gozel. Stolen lulav, there the lulav was stolen. But the problem is, the shofar was stolen. The shofar was stolen. He's still using a gazela to do a mitzvah. So why is this kosher? Why is it not mitzvah haba ba'aveira? Ram paskins that it's kosher, not a mitzvah ba'aveira. So you see from the Rambam a startling idea that in order for someone to be puzzled, mitzvah ba'aveira, you have to be a very big lamdan. You have to be able to say that the chefza, and using biskul words, the chefza, which is the chefza, which is being used in the mitzvah, the item which is being used in the mitzvah, is stolen. If you do a very, very precise, careful analysis of what's going on, and it turns out that the item which she's using was not stolen, something else was stolen, but that thing which was stolen is not really the chefza which you do the mitzvah with. You're doing the mitzvah with something else. You had to do a sin of stealing which enabled you to do the mitzvah, but it turns out that a very, very careful analysis that the theft, the chefza which was stolen, was not really being used in the very essence of the mitzvah and when the mitzvah was being performed. It was a preliminary stage where the gezeila took place, a preliminary stage of getting ready for the mitzvah.
It's like, okay? Shofar is like a machshir or something, but right, it's not the actual
right.
Mitzvah.
The shofar itself, the Rambam says, is a hechsher. It's a preparatory element. Before I actually do the mitzvah, I've got to get a shofar, and I've got to blow this shofar. Someone has to blow it to produce conditions which are all preparatory, which are not the mitzvah at all. The mitzvah then is there is a sound of a shofar. And I am listening to the sound of the shofar. It's such an incredible analysis. It proves that the Rambam was the first brisker. Because only a brisker could say such a thing. So he was the pre-runner of the Chaim Brisker. This proves it. So he says that the shofar, and blowing the shofar, and getting the shofar, all of this is preparatory. What do you do the mitzvah with? It's with the sound of the shofar. You listen to the sound of the shofar. That is the mitzvah. The Baal Tekeah was a ganav. He stole the shofar. Then he blew it. He walked out of the farm store. He liked the chauffeur. He didn't want to pay for it. He walked out, and that was it. And he blows the chauffeur. Everybody, including himself, is yotze, because he's not doing the mitzvah with the chauffeur. He's doing the mitzvah with the sound of the chauffeur. And that sound was not stolen. That sound is his sound.
According to the Rav, the explains the Rambam, continuing to connect the two days, Mas HaMitzvah is only a half shekel.
That's right. So it turns out that the using the Rav,
what are the qualifications for Baal Tekeah
shofar? Does it make a nice sound? Yes.
Rabbi, everyone has perfect kavanah, the Baal Tekeah and the Shovin. But on this occasion, the lungs of the Baal Tekeah fail him completely, and he can't produce anything except a whisper. Are they yotze or what? Everything was in place except
the sound. If the sound came out of the shofar, he's yotze. This has to be shofar sound. It can't be
just a
it can't be human sound. It has to be cold shofar. It has to be sound. But any sound that comes out of the shofar is good.
As long as it's a sound.
As long as it's a shofar sound. So, let's go back to this Rambam. The Rambam is saying that the din of gezel has to create the psul, the psul, the disqualification of the gezela. It's only when you have a gezela in the etzem chefza, in that central item with which I do the mitzvah, like the lulav is gozel, the matzah will be gozel, the sukkah will be gezula. But in shofar, there's a split. The shofar itself, you may be doing a lot of things with the shofar, but that is not the real chefza of the mitzvah. The real chefza of the mitzvah is the cold shofar. So when you speak about psul gezel, it's not chal in this case, because the kol is okay.
Why can't you say that the vice of it? A king in the mitzvah is sitting in it, not the sukkah. You put up a sukkah, you're not becoming the mitzvah. The king
no, but you're sitting in the sukkah, so you're doing the mitzvah with the sukkah. Yeah.
So why is your hanigdafah?
That's a different psul, because susim after shura lacks a shear. That's a different psul.
What about menorah?
Menorah is also only a hefshir. So let me just finish off the vote. So now, according to the Rav, the Rambam is saying that how do you know which item is the hefshir of the mitzvah? How do you know that? I mean, what defines it? So according to the Rav and the Chaim Brisker, it means it's the keim of the mitzvah. What is the hefshir with which I do that keim? I certainly need the shofar itself to do the ma'aseh. But the ma'aseh is the kiya. I can't blow without holding a shofar. So the ma'aseh is the ma'aseh mitzvah is the tekiya, and that's being done with a chefza called a shofar. It's before the sound comes out. I blow. So the original ma'aseh tekiya is with the shofar itself. That the Rambam says is still not called chefza shel mitzvah. The chefza of mitzvah is the chefza of the kiyam of the mitzvah. The kiyam of mitzvah is listening to the sound. Listening to the sound, it's a step after the shofar was blown, the next level. And since the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Shomea Kol Shofar, the Chepta of the Mitzvah is the Kol of the Shofar, and not the Shofar. And therefore, Gezela of the Shofar is Kasha, because that's not the Chepta of the Mitzvah. Chiddush Gadol. Okay, Adkan Shkar.